Lesson 15. Our brightest star. The sun has always occupied a special place in the human imagination. Indeed, in many societies throughout history, it was worshipped as a god. The Colossus of Rhodes, one of the seven wonders of the world, was a statue of the sun god Helios. People once believed that the sun revolved around the earth, which was thought to be the center of the universe. They also believed that eclipses of the sun could cause disasters, perhaps from the coincidence of an earthquake or fire with an eclipse. We know now that both of these beliefs are false. In fact, one of the most extraordinary things about the sun is that it is a perfectly ordinary star, no different from billions of other stars scattered throughout the universe. Of course, it is special to us because without its energy, life on Earth could not exist. But the only reason Earth receives more heat and light from the sun than from the billions of similar stars is that the sun is so close to us, a mere 93 million miles away. It takes light from the sun traveling at a velocity of 186,000 miles per second only 8 minutes to reach Earth. Light from Proxima Centauri, the next closest star, takes over 4 years to reach us. If we imagine the sun shrunk to the size of an orange, Earth on this same scale would be 26 feet from the sun and would be only slightly bigger than the period at the end of this sentence. Proxima Centauri would be over 1,300 miles away. Human beings no longer worship the sun, but they do study it, and eclipses of the sun provide an excellent opportunity for doing this. Solar eclipses occur when the moon passes directly in front of the sun and blocks out its direct light. Astronomers eagerly await solar eclipses, although they last just a short time. In photographs taken at such times, the sun appears as a black disk surrounded by tremendous flames leaping from its fiery surface. These flames, which can be photographed only during an eclipse, can reach a height of 120,000 miles, almost half the distance from Earth to the Moon. When scientists analyzed light from the sun, they found that the sun is composed mostly of hydrogen, a much smaller amount of helium, and traces of other elements. The sun's interior is about 150,000 times hotter than boiling water, hot enough that hydrogen atoms fuse and become helium atoms, giving off energy as they do so. This energy reaches Earth in many forms. The two we are most familiar with are heat and light. By comparing the sun to other stars, scientists can estimate the age of the sun, for stars are born, reach middle age, and die. We know that our sun is about 5 billion years old, which is middle-aged for a star. When it eventually uses up its hydrogen, it will start to die. With no more fuel to burn, it will start to cool, getting larger and larger as it does so. It will finally become so enormous that it will envelop the planets closest to it, including our own Earth. However, there is no reason for anyone to be apprehensive. It will be 5 billion years before this happens.